What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Cover 3 Athletics Podcast. This is your boy, Brent Taro, here. It's been a while since I've been, about a week or two. I really don't know off the top of my head since I record an episode here in this wonderful studio that Duquesne has provided students such as myself. So, I'm back. It's good to be back in the studio. Today, I'm very excited to say that I have two special guests with me. One of them, both of them are East Allegheny football players. One of them mostly known on the offensive side of the ball. The other player mostly known on the defensive side of the ball. And those two players are Mikey Smith and Robert Washington. They will be on here in just about a couple minutes. For those of you that don't know about their team so far in East Allegheny, their record so far this season, overall record 5-5. They finished with a conference record of 3-3. That conference record was good enough to advance them into the playoffs. Last week, they traveled to Southmoreland for the first round of the Whippeel Class 3A playoffs. They were able to pull out the win 36-11. Some people say that might have been an upset, but I just don't feel like that wasn't really an upset. East Allegheny is a very talented team. And I honestly feel like if they just play their best football and think smartly and play aggressively, I think this is a very dangerous team. So I cannot wait to see what they do this upcoming Friday when they travel to Central Valley. Both Mike and Robert are about to join with me. Just having them connect right about now. Mikey?
Yeah, what's up?
What's up? How are you?
Good. How about you?
Pretty good. What just happened with Robert?
Let me call him and see if he got the link.
I saw his acceptance. I'm surprised.
Did you join? Huh?
What's the ID? The join ID.
Click the link and it should say launch meeting on under.
Alright.
Gotta love Mikey. You just gotta love him. Can't wait to get Robert on this episode and get to talk about East Allegheny football. Big win, Mikey, this past Friday against Southmoreland. We'll get more into that once Robert gets on.
For sure.
I pressed that mid right. Come on. Give it to me. Give it to me. There's Robert. He's connecting to the audio, ladies and gentlemen. We're about to hear his voice. Robert.
Hello, how are you?
I'm pretty well. How about yourself?
I'm great.
Wonderful. So, guys, before I start asking you your questions, you guys, whenever I was thinking about who I should bring on an episode, I'm like, wait, these dudes are always on, like, Instagram Live, always, like, talking with, like, anybody that they can. Having them be on my podcast and just talk about their lives as football players, that's straight up money, that's straight up gold, and I'm proud, and I'm happy that both of you took time out of your day to just talk about yourselves, and we're going to talk more about your team and what you guys have coming up on Friday against Central Valley. So, guys, just tell me, though, you're in a point right now in which all you're probably thinking about is trying to beat the defending Whippeel and state champion Central Valley, though. But before we talk about the game plan there, let's go all the way back to the very beginning. And in the beginning, I mean of how you both got into the game of football. I ask all my guests these questions, and of course, I'm going to ask you this. So my question is, how did you both get in the game of football? Mikey, I'll start with you.
How I got into the game of football, it was actually crazy because, like, at first I was not into sports at all. And then my uncle Will, he had got me into basketball. And then I went straight into football, and I met Robert the first day at practice. So we've been together for about 12, 13 years already. Since we could remember, we've been with each other. And that's how I got into football.
So I guess, yeah, that makes sense. Robert's basically like the same. Okay, so obviously you both met each other during football, though. I would say, I don't know, as I said, I really do think that both of you are really close. I think the way you guys interact with each other on your Instagram lives, I wish more athletes did that, because I get notifications on that, and I don't really see that a lot, and I follow a lot of athletes. So tell me the way your friendship has built. Anything else besides football, though, or is it just, has football been a big part of that? Robert, I'll have you answer that first.
Well, we're real close outside of football, you know, like we talk every day and stuff. We've been, just like Mikey said, we've been together for 13 years plus. So, you know, we always been together, you know, that's my brother. You know, we always had that connection together outside of football and during football.
Mikey, anything else you want to add on that?
He pretty much touched it up, man. That's my dog for life for sure. Outside of football, way outside of football, that's my brother. Blood couldn't make us closer.
Wow, man, I love to see it. I love seeing relationships like that. It's bigger than football, and I literally enjoyed that. But since you guys are both football players, we'll talk about football. Let's talk about, before we talk about how the season has been for both of you, just tell me what you both did during the off season, or actually, I guess, too, during the regular season, to improve your style of play, Robert. I've known you as a defensive lineman and a linebacker as well. Mikey, for you, I know you played QB you played QB also, but I really look at you as a really high-level player involving a receiver and a defensive back, though. So just tell me what you guys have gotten better at. Mikey, I guess I'll start with you on this question.
In the off season, I worked a lot with, I don't know if you know, defensive back for the Bills, DeMar Hamlin.
Yes, I do.
I worked with him a lot in 2-10's Wayne Brown.
Yes, I think we all know D. Brown.
Yeah, him and my brother Keon Deltz, man. Without them three and BB as well, I worked out with them a lot and get my footwork right. Do a lot of DB drills, work on routes with my cousin Lafayette Pitts. He's a big key in how I've been playing as well. Without him, I couldn't have done it.
Okay, I'm gonna time out real quick before I ask Robert. Pitts is your cousin?
Yeah.
What a small world. Okay, Robert. Robert, how about you? What have you improved on during the offseason, during the regular season, to improve your play on the defensive side of the ball?
Well, as like Mikey said, you know, we've been with 2-10's and also Keon Deltz, you know, working on speed and agility, and also heavy in the weight room with my trainer. His name is Brian. I worked out with him a lot, and, you know, without them, wouldn't be where I'm at now.
So a lot of big-time players, I would say I get a lot of big-time players on this podcast, too. Always working with D. Brown. Obviously, there's something different about D. Brown compared to these other trainers, and I think I tell a lot of people that, and I think we do a good job on Twitter letting the people know, like, these athletes that are working with him, it's something different, though. So I obviously would guess that D. Brown might be not the only trainer you ever worked out with in your lives. But what would you say makes him different, makes him special, unique? Like, what types of workouts does he have both of you do that's just different? I'll start with you on that.
It's just like he pushes us, like he wants us to be great. So like, it's like a whole bunch of, you know, we run like a whole bunch of ladder work, it's a lot of speed and agility. You know, he just pushes us. He wants us to be great. So, you know, it's a whole bunch of, it's a lot. It's a lot of letter work, a lot of speed and agility to get us faster. You know, it's a lot.
Mikey, anything to add on that?
Like you said, it's real up tempo there. And then you had guys like Aaron Donald, DeMar Hamlin, Dane Jackson, Pierce Ford. I can keep naming big key players that be there. And it's like, man, I got to keep up with them, or else, like, I want to be where they want to be. You understand? You feel me? Like, so when I'm working out with them, you got to give it 100% so you can keep up with them.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel that in a way. It's like, okay, you're there. You know, you obviously know right now that they've had more experience than you, only just because of the idea that they're older. So what you got to do, you got to, yeah, keep working. So, yeah, that makes sense, everything you said there, Mikey. But, Mikey, I like what you said about DeMar Hamlin. It was kind of my next question for both of you. The question was there any NFL or college players that you like to watch in order to prove your skill set or knowledge of the game? I mean, I guess you could say all the guys from 2-10s, though, but anyone else that you guys watch film on by chance? Mikey, I'll start with you on this.
I love watching Sky Moore, man. I played against him in high school, and he was by far the best player I've ever played against. So I continue to watch his game and try to build my game along the lines of his.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, that's good to see that you like the way he plays and you try to work just like him too. Yeah, he was here it was September 18th, so almost 2 months ago when Pitt played Western Michigan, and oh my lord, it's like the amount of schools that passed up on that. Not passed up, though. I would say that kid could have been Power 5 material, and the fact that more Power 5 schools, I feel like he had one, but I can't think off the top of my head, though. But the fact that all the schools passed up on him, it's like, wow. But okay, whatever. I'm like, he's just going to do his thing at Western Michigan and then probably get drafted. I'm 21, so I would definitely bet on that. Robert, how about you? Anyone else?
Player I really like, and he really had caught my eye, Patrick Jones, defensive end out of Pitt. Mm-hmm. I like the way he, like, moves. I love his game. So, like, I try to, like, you know, play style like him, like speed rusher. You know, I love to rush the passer. So, it's, like, really my game. So, like, he had really caught my eye in him play.
That's good. That's good to hear. That's good to see that there's some players that are older than you that, excuse me, gentlemen, that you guys like to watch and potentially just build your knowledge. It's really good to hear about that. Now let's talk about the present, and that's we'll talk about what you guys did last week first. Your team was able to beat Southmoreland in the first round of the Whitfield 3A playoffs, as I was introducing you guys. I was just talking about not some teams that didn't really have you as favorites. I don't know why. I think it's just because of the fact that Southmoreland was at home. And, like, everyone thought that the home crowd would give them advantage, though. But I know, like, I was like, okay, whatever. East Allegheny is really talented, though. So just tell me, how was it, how did it feel winning that game? And what was your guys' game plan going into that game to secure the win? Robert, I'll start with you with that question.
Our game was to come out, you know, first round playoffs, you know, beat Southmoreland. We had to be on our heads up. We had to get pressure on the QB. He was a great, you know, great runner. So we had to get pressure on him and, you know, force him out his game, throw his game off. You know, we all had to come out and hit, and we just came out with the dub, and we just had that winning mindset that we just won, and, you know, now we're on to the second round. So
Mikey, how do you feel after?
Well, coming into the week, we were all real excited because we haven't really played in about 3 weeks prior to that, because we had a couple blowouts where we were out first quarters, and then our last game, senior night, they canceled on us. So we had so much energy built up, ready to play. And we always say going into games, we always say if they can't score, they can't beat us. So our game always starts on our defense, and our defense did its job and held it down, and you know the rest from here.
I do know the rest, and that was a good defensive performance, only giving up 11 points. 11 points. So that's pretty impressive. Let's talk about this week. Your team travels to Central Valley, no secret. Defending state and Whitfield 3A champions in the second round. You guys probably know that every media outlet ever talks about Central Valley right now. What do you guys... Okay, so they have not lost a game yet. I think you guys know that. What do you think your team has to do to win, excuse me, with the idea that they have an explosive running back in Landon Alexander, and there's a lot of teams each and every week, they're like, okay, let's have a blank game plan to stop Central Valley. So far in their first 10 games, no one's found the answer. What have you guys noticed that you feel like you guys can stop them? And what do you think? Yeah, what do you think it just takes to win, Mikey? I'll start with you with this question.
Well, obviously, you got to give those guys their respect because they earned it. Landon Alexander, he's a great running back, one of the best in the Whitfield for sure. So you definitely have to key him and don't let him get off. And then we want to our defense, you got to shut them down, man. Take them down the distance. Take them the whole four quarters. Even if they score, don't give up. We just got to keep fighting strong. It's not an easy team, but we're going to give them a tough one.
Robert, anything to add on them?
Yeah, like Mikey said, like, you know, they definitely earned their 10 games. Great football team. We just got to come, you know, as the team we've been on defense, we got to start, you know, shut them down. We got to play our defense, play our game, key him, and we should – we're going to make it tough. We're not going to make it easy. We're just going to make it tough.
That's the mindset you got to have. I like what you said, Robert. Yeah, I guess my next question I guess I would have for both of you, just the idea that you're both seniors right now. Guys, from here on out, it's really true. 1-0, do or die, each and every game. Guys, like, you just think about it right now. Like, there's a chance that you guys can be Whitfield and state champions, and there you guys have one more chance, and it's this year. So just tell me, how focused, how locked in, like, what are you guys doing to try to help your, help your team and hype your team up, realizing, though, that you guys can make some history right now. More people would give you the respect you would deserve to. Because I really don't think you guys get much respect. I'm not going to lie with you there. How important is it, though? I know you guys have a game plan and all, but, like, do you guys just think to yourselves, like, what we could accomplish on Friday? Like, we could get the whole Whitfield to realize, like, we're actually a good football team. Give us the recognition that we deserve, because you guys know, you guys lose, it's over, though. So what have you guys done as seniors to help your other teammates realize that wake the hell up, like, do or die, like, let's make some history? Robert, I'll start with you with that question.
It's like I'm saying, like, we always come in as the underdog, so, like, I like that, like, pushes me, like, it pushes me to go harder. So, like, I like to tell my team, like, it's do or die. Like, if we lose this game, it's over. So, like, you know, I like to tell my guys, you know, hype them up, you know, tell them we all got to be on our P's and Q's and come out and be the team that we are. And, you know, just come out and do our thing, anything.
Mikey.
Like he said, being the underdogs always give us more energy, because we have so many slept-on dogs on our team that does not get no respect. So we, every game we go out there, we want to prove to the whole Whitfield, get our names out there. And we have a lot of younger kids who stepped up this year. So when I talk to them, like, I tell them, this game isn't just about me because I'm a senior. Like, I want your name to get out there, too, and get the respect that I never got coming up through high school, because y'all deserve that. So when we go out here and you line up across your man, make sure you win your assignment. Your brother next to you is going to win his assignment. If every 11 men on our team is winning their assignment, we'll win the game.
Yeah. Oh wow. I like the way you answered that, Mike. I really liked it. Let's talk about the guy. I would say so far one of the brains of the whole operation, and that's your head coach, Dom Pecora. But you guys know Dom. Excuse me, man. You guys know Dom better than anyone else in the Whitfield outside of East Allegheny, more than any journalist, photographer, writer. So just tell me, what's it like playing for him? What type of energy? How does he like to coach? Mikey, I'll start with you with Coach Pecora.
Playing for Coach Pecora has been real great. He's a real great guy outside of football as well. Like, he wants to help you outside of football. Everything isn't just about football for him. And playing with him, you can feel the love for sure. He'll definitely show the love. He's not like a real type of guy to be yelling at you, but he'll definitely get on you too if you're not focused and not paying attention. So playing with him, he definitely taught me a lot in 4 years.
That's great to hear. Robert, how's he impacted you?
Yeah, like Mikey said, he definitely taught me a lot 4 years of playing with him. You know, he's like a great guy. You know, he outside of football and during football, he's a great guy, nice guy to talk to. He wants us to be great. He pushes us to be great and to be successful.
That's great. That's great to hear. Well, I'm going to say this too. Obviously, Pecora has had an impact on both you and just the idea with the idea that he has improved on your guy's skill set in some way. And with that in mind, you also think that him helping you as better players also helps you earn scholarship opportunities and offers. Robert, I know you have a D1 offer from St. Francis and other many Division II schools. Mikey, I know you have an offer from Westminster and Bluefield State. So tell me, what has the recruiting process been like for both of you so far? Have you guys even paid attention to it at all with the idea that your senior season's still going on? Robert, I'll start with you.
Yeah, I have. Recruiting has been good so far. You know, I have a D1 offer from St. Francis, a couple of D2s. You know, I've been going to plenty. Me and Mikey been on plenty of visits together. You know, I was just up West Virginia University. You know, it was pretty. It was a nice atmosphere. I liked it. You know, recruiting has been great so far. So, yeah,
that's good to hear. And Mikey, how about you?
The recruiting process is very, very stressful. I'm not gonna lie, but everything that comes with it, I love it. I've never wanted to be D1 for the title. I wanted to change my life. Like, and when we go on these visits, me and Robert, the feeling is just so different. Like, one day that could be me under the lights and another recruit watching me. So the recruiting process, I really don't think about it a lot. I just try to play my game, because when you think about it, that's when you mess up. Just play your game, and that's it.
Yeah, honestly, guys, I mean, right now all the focus should be is this week, this Friday. I like that attitude. I just wanted to see how both of you are coming with that, and it's good to hear what you guys said about that. You guys have some teammates that are currently playing college football, as you guys said. You guys are really close friends with Keon Delta at Bluefield State. And Tyler, I cannot pronounce his last name, goes to my school, though. He's currently a sophomore right now. Tyler, how do you pronounce his last name?
Patterson.
Yeah. That was my first guess, but I just did not want to even attempt to mess that up. But okay. So just tell me, have those boys or any other players on the team that are now playing college ball, have they gave you any advice on the transition from high school to collegiate level, since you guys will both be at the collegiate level next year? The school, that's to be determined now. Or any informative stories at all, like anything? Robert, I'll start with you.
Yeah, man, Tyler, he's my boy. Like, he always tell me and Mikey, you know, just be you, you know, play high. Be the dog that you are, you know, when you get here or wherever you're going to be. And he always tells us, like, we are, like, great players and stuff. And he, like, just wherever we go, just shine and be you and be the dog that you are.
Awesome. Good advice he gave you there. What do you say to you, Mike?
When I played with Tyler, first I want to say he was by far the best leader ever.
Yeah.
Like, if we sit down in the weight room, he's on us. Get up. Like, there is no slacking around him. You cannot slack around him. But yeah, other than just football, he enforced grades on us so much. Because our freshman year, we were, like, all fun and games, playing around, and he was not with that. He kept enforcing grades on us, and now we got our grades up, and we always look back at him like, bro, you were so right. I wish I listened my first year.
Yeah.
That's funny.
We tell them that all the time.
Well, Tyler's just making an impact on the younger kids, which are people like you, and it's good to see that you guys are taking school have taken school more seriously since then. That's really funny.
Yeah.
So I have another question for both of you. Two tens post D Brown from 210s posted a picture yesterday, and I had no idea about this, on how some dude named Michael Wooden committed to Oregon, and apparently he used to attend East Allegheny School District, that's what he said, for a short time. So I gotta ask you, do you guys know of him at all? Because, like, I looked him up after, like, I saw that tweet, I'm like, that's a D1 player, or, like, did you guys know him at all?
Yeah, that was our boy.
Yeah, that's our guy, man. Big Mike.
Big Mike.
That's cool. Like our brother.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what was I going to say? When did he leave East Day?
I want to say eighth, going to ninth grade, maybe.
Oh, that makes sense. So he wasn't around at all for high school.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't. I guess he worked out with D. Brown at least one time before he moved, I guess, though. That's probably how he knows him, and I just thought about that, and I'm like, wow. Like, who would have known? He just would have known. So I was just wondering, you guys talk to him still at all? Does he talk, has he talked to you guys about what it's like being a really high recruit? And
I talk to him here and there, but it's never really about football for him. It's just catching up, seeing how he's been and how he's doing and stuff.
Got you. Robert?
About the same, you know, it's just a here and there thing, just catching up on how he's been and, you know, just checking up on my boy, that's all.
You guys miss him at all? Like as a friend?
Yeah. He was a funny guy.
Hopefully, I don't know if you guys have seen him in person since he's moved, though, but hopefully you guys will someday, just to connect, because it's always hard losing the childhood friend. I've dealt with that. I think everyone's dealt with that. But it just so happens that this dude is just big-time football player. It just all comes down to in my eyes. So, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so next set of questions, all fun questions. Okay, I'm going to be real with you. You guys seem to be, like, the best, like, players in the mindset of, like, you two seem like to be, like, the coolest guys. Like, I've just seen your Instagram live once, and I just thought to myself, like, how would you not want to be friends with these dudes? They are straight up chilled, laid back, so cool. So, obviously, I know that you guys right now are focusing on football. But I know, like, whenever your season's over, like, you guys are definitely having fun. I feel like you guys seem to, as you guys said, you guys are really close friends. I feel like you two live adventurous lives. Besides playing football, what else do you guys do for fun?
You know, like, we do a lot. I mean, like, we'll go out, you know, just go to the mall together. Like, I'd be like, yo, Mikey, you want to go out to eat or something? Like, we just, you know, we do a lot together. Like, that's my brother. So, like, you know, I'll go over his house and chill, or he'll come over my house and chill, you know. That's what we do.
Outside of football, what we like to do, we like just being around our friends and our family. It's like all laughs and jokes. Like, we a vibe for real. What you see on live is us for real. So, like, everything's so funny with us. If you hang out with us for a day, you're guaranteed to be crying in tears of laughter.
Yeah.
I believe that too. I mean, I'm in college right now and all that, though, but I feel like if I invited both of you to a college party, oh my lord, you guys would light that shit up. But that's a next year thing for both of you, so you guys just stick. You guys just stick to being in high school for now, and I'll see y'all next year for real. But,
yeah, most definitely.
out of all your classes so far this year, which one is your guys' favorite, Mikey?
Probably, I only have four classes, so probably my government and economic class.
Okay. What makes you like that? Do you like politics, Mikey?
I do. I'm starting to learn more politics, but, like, I feel like, I don't know, my boy Mr. Lawrence, that's my boy.
Robert, what about you?
I'll probably say science and technology.
Okay.
Ms. Chesney.
If you guys had to choose a major right now, not that I don't expect you guys maybe to really know what you guys want to do, though, but if you guys had a pick right now, what would you say you guys would major in? Like, what interests you the most, Auburn?
Probably, like, something that has to do with, like health and, like, you know, like, I forgot what it's called, but it's, like, it's something that has to do with, like, health and, like, you know, like, nutrition and all that.
You know what I'm talking about. You said health. All you had to say was nutrition, and I understood after that.
That's the word I was looking for.
Okay. Mikey?
So. I'm definitely, like, I don't have no clue what I would want to be, but if I had to pick, like, right now, probably, like, graphic design or something, because I have a clothing line, and I love making, like, my own clothes.
Oh. Okay. Interesting for both of you to hear. Honestly, if we had money, I would literally get a camera crew, just film your guys' lives, reality TV show. I feel like that would get some views.
That would be shocking, for sure.
No, seriously, like, you guys, like, just seem to have a lot of character, and I feel like you guys would be really good at that, so.
That would definitely be lit.
Yeah, that would. When it comes to sports, which school do you think is East Allegheny's biggest rival? It doesn't have to be just football.
Still Valley, for sure.
Still Valley,
okay. Name me a song that could get you hype before a football game.
Meek Mill's.
Yeah.
Robert, what was the song?
Yeah.
What song did you guys say?
Meek Mill's.
Is it Nightmares?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Or NBA Youngboy In Control.
Oh, that's a good one, too. Every time I think of the Dreams and Nightmares song, all I can think is when the Eagles came on the field for that Super Bowl when they beat the Patriots. I don't know if you guys remember that.
Yeah, that was litty.
Like, dude. After I heard that, I was thinking to myself, Philadelphia might win this game just because that the idea that that song was playing. Like, I am not joking with you boys at all. Like, I was so turned. I was like, they might win this game because of that. And they happened to win. I was like, maybe it had something to do with the song. Maybe they just had a better game plan. Maybe because Tom Brady didn't catch that ball. I don't know, though, but I'm just going to say that the music had some type of effect on that. I assume you... I'm just going to guess you guys play video games?
Yeah, for sure.
Which one? Which game would you say you like to play as your favorite?
Probably say Warzone.
Okay.
I'll probably have to say Warzone or Fortnite. I got off of Fortnite for a while, but I'm back now.
Yeah.
Mikey's back on Fortnite.
Yeah. Me and him actually, like, stopped playing Fortnite, but, like, we start playing it again together. So, yeah, because that used to be our game back, you know, when it, like, first released. Yes, so, yeah,
absolutely. Everybody was on that grind. I feel that.
Yeah.
Of course. But, yeah.
Favorite go-to place to eat?
I would probably say Red Lobster.
Red Lobster, look, good choice. I like that place, too.
I can't even think, really. Me and him go so many places. Like,
yeah, we go, like,
I feel like we go to Applebee's, like, on a humbug every time.
Yeah.
Okay. And on my last question for both of you, last year, I mean, your team lost 56-7 in the Whipfield 3A quarterfinals to the same school that you'll be playing, that you guys will be facing on Friday in Central Valley. What is different from this year's team compared to last year's team that would give people more of a chance for you guys to win? Like more in a way that people should give you guys more of a chance this year than last year. We're Aubrey. I'll start with you with that.
Okay. You know, like, we have a lot of young guys, as, like, what Mikey said, that, like, steps up, you know. And I feel like we have a run this year. I feel like, you know, Like, we have that defense that, like, everybody talks about, you know. So I feel like we could come out, give them a run for their money. Like they said, they have an awesome running back. He's, you know, we have to shut him down. And I feel like we could come out on top, definitely.
Mikey, anything to add on that?
Like he said, our young dogs, they got hurt, man. Like Michael Cahill, Daniel Dorsey, Brandon Rutledge, all those kind of kids, they'll step in there and do the job. And yes. Our big-time players like Mekhi Manor, Mekhi Mitchell, Pershawn Gaynor, all those type of guys, it's our team this year. So they're going to go as we go. Us five or us six, however many there is, but it's our team this year, and everybody on that field got the same heart that we do. So we could be losing 50-0 to any team, and we'll still fight our way back.
I love the answer that both of you just gave me. Excuse me again, boys. Another chapter of your senior year still has to be written, and I cannot wait to see what this week's chapter will look like on Friday. Mikey, Robert, I appreciate you taking time out of your busy school night to take some time and just talk about your friendship, your relationship on the football field, outside the football field, your game plan going to Central Valley. I appreciate y'all just taking time to talk to me. Anything else you guys would like to say? Any at all?
No, that's it. I appreciate you for inviting us. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you a lot.
Thank you, guys. So once again, thank you, Mikey, and thank you, Robert, for just means a lot just joining the podcast. I wish you both luck on Friday, and I just cannot wait to see. Hopefully, you guys can win. That would be such a great story. What it would mean, not just to you guys, but your whole team and just the whole East Allegheny community, man. I mean, hopefully, you guys can get some heads out there for that game, too. Man, I just can't wait to see what you guys do on Friday. So, you guys know what you got to do. You guys do your thing, and I just can't wait to see you. Another Friday's almost here, boys.
Most definitely. Thank you. And next time we go live, man, you got to join with us.
Yeah. Next time.
I will request, and we'll see if one of you accept. I love you guys. I love you guys. When you talk to your friends, love it. Love it. You guys just just like play around with each other. It's just so much fun. I just love it. It's all about having fun in life, and that's what you guys do.
Yeah.
All right, boys. You have a great rest of your night. Take care. Do what you need to do, and really, best of luck on Friday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. So that was Robert Washington and Keon Deltz. Not Keon Deltz. Mikey Smith. I don't know why Keon popped in my head. Anyway, we'll be right back. We'll be playing a couple songs, and then I'll talk a little bit more about what I expect from this East Allegheny Central Valley game, and just a little quick a little preview on what I think about some of these other games that are going on in the second round of the Whipple football playoffs. You are listening to Cover 3 Athletics Podcast.
Yo-yo, they live their life for the photos and see me on acting solo, cause I'm afraid to commit. I can't and he tell me how I'm different than him, and him, yeah, I know I'm always questioning things, like, girl, would you say that love cannot be found inside a vow or a ring? She laughs and says, only material things, those are material things, imagine buying all my trust with a ring, imagine spending all my love on a fling and a thing for you, if I had the talent you had, I'd probably would sing for you, like, about us. My ex, she loved to lie. I guess that's why it's harder to trust. I've been searching to find myself and not get too lost in the lust. I heard once that you could try but can't fill from an empty cup. That's no lie. And all I ever say is how I need time. If it was up to you now, you would be mine. I'm on a roll more than I'm home and still I find it's only you on my mind. The last three were Gemini. I think that shit is a sign. It's funny. You can't buy time with your money. And you love going to the beach, whether it's cloudy or sunny. And you love drinking all your wine until it hurts in your tummy. You call me honey, I'm tipsy and really all I want is for you to love me. Flashbacks and back roads driving back to my side of stay. I know I need to tell you I care before it's too late. Before someone steps to the plate. Before you decide not to wait. Before you decide not to chase. Till you call me up just to say,
welcome back to the podcast. We were just talking to Mikey Smith and Robert Washington, East Allegheny football players. They're currently preparing right now for their test on Friday against Central Valley in the second round of the Whipple 3A playoffs. They know it's not going to be the easiest test in the world, though, but they know they got to do what they got to do now, and that's potentially their last game. And I mean, no matter what happens, win or loss, I mean, They're gonna just think to themselves one day just how fun it was being playing on the football field, and I just can't wait to see. It would be awesome to see if they pulled off the upset, but we'll see. Really good talking to those boys. Some of the other games I want to talk about: North Allegheny versus Mount Lebanon, Seneca Valley versus Central Catholic, Whipple 6A semifinals. I'm not gonna lie to you right now. When I look at those two games, people somehow are giving Seneca Valley a shot, and I just don't know how right now. I mean, Mount Lebanon and Central Catholic, that's got to be the Whipple title game. You know what? If they prove me wrong, please go ahead and try, but, like, I don't know. I just don't see it right now, especially with Central Catholic student section and Mount Lebanon student section being so rowdy. Those two student sections might be two of the best in the Whipple, so that's what I got to say about that. Woodland Hill 5A playoffs. Woodland Hills versus Moon, I feel like that's really going to be a show. I think Woodland Hills, earlier this year when they played, they only lost 15-0. They couldn't score, but they held that Moon team to only 15 points. That's going to be a closer game. If there's going to be any upset, though, this week, it's going to be that game. I feel if Woodland Hills can pull that off, oh my goodness. Well, that would be something to talk about, though. You got Fox Chapel, Penn Trafford. I mean, you just got to just think to yourselves, like, Penn Trafford's got to win that game, right? Penn Hills Gateway, that's going to be a better... I was there for their matchup earlier this year. Gateway blew them... You could say they blew them out. They won 41-13. I don't expect a blowout. I expect that game to be close. Who wins, I'm not sure, but we shall see. Peters Pine Richland, I think Peters wins that. I think after beating North Hills, I think they'll beat Pine Richmond as well. I really do. Pine Richmond was like, what, the 3 seed? I was like, man, okay. We'll see what that goes. Armstrong McKeesport should be good too as well. They played earlier this season too. McKeesport was on the road though, but they found a way to win 24-14. I feel like McKeesport should win that game. It's gonna be much closer. It's gonna be a much closer game though. But I feel like the home crowd's really gonna make a difference. Realizing that's McKeesport's first playoff game of the postseason and it's at home. Newcastle versus Belle Vernon. Mike Wells is like literally like our boy. We want to give them a fighting chance against Belle Vernon, but their problem, but not Newcastle's problem, but Belle Vernon's problem. Excuse me. They got to play against a guy named Devin Whitlock. And Devin Whitlock is literally, he's him. To be straight up honest, like, he's him. And that's really the problem right now. I mean, he's just so good. So we'll see how that goes there. TJ Hampton, Harden not defending, back-to-back defending Whippy on state champions. Hampton's 11-0. That should be good, too. Laurel Hines versus Quip. You got Ronnie Gallagher from Laurel Hines playing against one of the most historic football teams in Whippeel history in Aliquippa. That's going to be something else. You know Prospect Media, Post-Gazette Trip, they're all going to be at that. These other games, North Catholic, Elizabeth Ford, they should probably take care of business. Mount Pleasant versus Avenor. That's going to be a closer game than people think. People might think Avenor's going to blow them out, but I don't feel so. I don't feel that. I feel like Mount Pleasant's got a fighter's chance. Jay Bird and Steel Valley play Southside Beaver at home. I think Jay Bird's too powerful for Southside Beaver. Beaver Falls should be New Brighton, you would think. Sarah Catholic, I think they should go into Laurel and show everybody. Just because we lost one game, that doesn't mean we should have been like the number 5 seed, but it's whatever. Still Rock should definitely be in this championship game, you would think. And I think they just take care of business against Mohawk at Martorelli Stadium. 1A playoffs, Cornell, Rochester, Clarendon, Bishop Canavan should all think like they take care of business though. But you know why I love playoff football so much? Because you don't know what's going to happen. It's the same thing in high school. No, you got to love playoff football at any level because you don't know what happens. You got to love high school football, regular season, preseason, postseason, because you don't know what's going to happen. You really just don't know what's going to happen. And good luck to Westinghouse this week as they play Winbur in the regional championship in the PIA Class 2A District's 5-8 playoffs. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's our show for tonight. Once again, I appreciate Mikey Smith and Robert Washington coming on my podcast and just talking about football and just about how much they enjoy life. They're a bunch of dudes. They're guys you want to be friends with, and I wish them the best of luck. Thanks to them once again. This is your boy, Brent Terra. We're signing off now. Thank you for listening to another episode of Cover 3 Athletics Podcast. Hope you all go to a game this weekend and enjoy yourselves. It's going to be a great week of playoff football. And once again, I'll probably be back next week with some other guests, hopefully. So thank you for listening. And all of you, I hope you all enjoy the rest of your night.